catch up on Kennedy Malloy anywhere. Now use super fast internet anywhere with OVO Boom prepaid mobile broadband. No contracts, no wires. OVO.com.au. Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Hello, Australia, and welcome to the big Thursday edition of Kennedy Malloy. Hello, Jane Kennedy. How are you?
I'm well, Mick Malloy.
Hi, Dave.
G'day, Mick. G'day, Jane.
Everybody happy?
We are.
Yeah. All right. Happy as a nude gardener. We'll be looking at this. There's nude gardening. It's on the way.
And you might have bragging rights over this.
Well, we'll speak to the bloke behind it, but yes, I think this may have been my idea. I might be seeing him in some kind of court
situation.
Done.
We are going to talk about being dumped by text. Has it ever happened to you?
Has it ever?
It's happened to a pretty high profile cricketer recently.
All right.
We'll talk through that because we've got some funny text to read out.
We have indeed. Limo is
excellent
on the program today. I hope he's got more duck stories. He blew me away last time.
Oh, I know. He's been growing his mo for November as well.
Well, Dave said he was going to do that.
It's happening.
Hey, somebody got into big trouble because they didn't have a coin, one of the referees of a women's football club.
Yes.
And did rock, paper, scissors instead.
Oh, no.
And apparently you're allowed to do that.
I don't think that's scientifically tested.
Wow.
Trouble brewing? All right, we'll talk about
that.
Prince Charles has turned 70. Has he fulfilled all his ambitions? I'm not sure.
No, we've had a great debate about this. We'll go into it.
We will continue that.
Yeah.
I don't know where you're coming from.
I do.
You're a nut woman.
I'm not.
We'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets. There's so much. Well, Trump versus France is underway, so we'll play you a very funny bit from the Jimmy Kimmel Show. So much going on, as there is here in the studio. It's our big night of nights. We're going out to dinner.
We are going out.
What was this? This was some kind of listener?
It was a, we were an auction item, Mick, at a charity auction. It was called Diamonds Are a Girl's Best Friend. That was the evening.
To raise money for?
Cancer Challenge.
Women.
For kids.
Great.
And a couple of girls bought us for their husbands.
Right.
Who apparently quite like it.
So we're out.
We're going out with two couples.
This has got swinging all over it.
Please don't say that.
No, I've
keys in the bowl.
There'll be keys in the bowl before entree.
I'll be scared. I don't want to go.
All right. Well, if not, I'm going to try and cut one from the head.
This is not the idea. Come on.
I'm going to get really drunk and pash one of the
women. Don't you dare.
Yeah. Well, that's the way I roll, baby.
I'm very nervous about this night.
Well, because I don't have to go to work tomorrow, so I could go. I could get completely off the chain. I'm a 50-50 chance tonight.
If
I'm late, it's just
No, you are not out of my sight until we walk into this restaurant together.
No, it's going to be fun. I'm looking forward to it. It's a great restaurant.
You know
they sound like great people.
They paid $4,500 for us.
Oh, wow. They're going to be disappointed in you. Can you be entertaining?
Excuse me. I'm terrific
company. Can you have some any interesting anecdotes? Guess what? I got a blister on my finger.
She does too.
Yeah.
Listen.
Hold the front page.
Some things
give us a call if you've got a blister.
Some things are for off air, some things are for on air.
All right. But can you just beef it up a bit? Be entertaining.
I know you're fooling around right now.
Laugh at all my jokes.
You sound like my mother has to do that to my father for 50 years of marriage.
All right. Have fun tomorrow. You're not still going. Are you going with Matt Preston?
Of course I'm
going. Yeah, we can't wait.
That was a bit of an impulse buy, wasn't it?
I don't think so.
Seriously?
It's been on my mind for a while that I thought, I was encouraging you to take an RDA.
What? Yeah, I'll put a padlock on the vending machine. That's all I'm saying.
I'm going to play back to Matt. I'm going to play it all back.
What does he think? You can just fill my boots? Well, what if he was unavailable? What, you think I could host MasterChef?
I could. Oh, no, actually, well, you could.
I could woof the food.
You could woof the food and you'd be a good critic.
Yeah.
You're good at being a food critic, I think.
I'll bung on a cravat.
You and George would be great.
Bung on a cravat. You think it's that easy,
George,
do you?
I have to wear a helmet for working with George. It's unsafe. It's unsafe. You know what I do? I take on some capsicum spray.
Oh, well, at least
I've got one eye on you, George.
Yes.
Food-based.
Straight out of the kitchen.
Oh, that'll be the MasterChef challenge the week I'm on. Capsicum spray.
Hey, now, listen, I'm just saying this once, and I'm really quite serious. Yeah. No mucking about tonight at dinner. I'm really a bit nervous now.
Yeah.
And we're going to have a signal.
Glug, glug.
If you start.
My signal. If you see me start drinking like a maniac, that's the signal.
We're going to have a signal.
They're going to be delightful people.
And I'll fill everybody in tomorrow, and you won't be here. You'll probably still be asleep. Nah. And I'll let everybody know about your behaviour. All right.
Sounds good to
me. When we come back,
what?
I'm going to read out some really awful texts that people have sent when they've broken up with someone and they're trying to follow up.
Do you want me to go through my phone?
No, that's what I thought.
All right. Thanks to Ovo Boom, prepaid mobile broadband, supercharged internet anywhere.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Kennedy Malloy.
Shout out to 102.3 Triple M Townsville, Bang. Number one in the radio ratings.
Numero uno, muchachos.
That's great news. Well done, guys.
Who's on Brekkie Dave?
Pricey for breakfast, an institution in Townsville.
He's okay.
No, we saw him at the radio awards.
No, he's not. Yeah. He's fantastic.
And how did Pricey drive go?
And Kennedy Malloy, number one in drive as well. Oh, so congratulations, everybody in Townsville.
It's the Pricey Kennedy Malloy sandwich.
That's it.
And everything in between it is blessed.
Let's go to Townsville.
Could we?
Yeah, let's go.
Yes,
I'm pretty sure Townsville's got a bull in the main street with massive.
I think that's Rockhampton.
Massive knackers.
Is that really? Have you been locked up in Townsville?
Yes. No, I did.
It's not a question I can ask many people confidence.
Tell you this: I once woke up on the floor of Bikey headquarters, but that's another story.
That is a good another story.
Hey, yes.
I've got this story that's come across my desk, and it's pretty funny. It's responses to exes' texts. So when you've broken up with someone and they touch base with you after you've gone through the drama and they're trying to...
You're trying to get one last crack at the title. And you're getting donuts.
You're getting donuts. And I wonder if this has happened to anyone. I'll read out a few. Play along with us if you like.
These are very good.
Yeah, 133353.
People can be genuinely amusing. When
I'll read out just a few conversations. Sure. Can we grab coffee this week and just talk? I'm busy that day. I didn't even say when. I know. Get the hint? That's a good one.
Yeah, gone.
Okay. How about this one? Hey, I've been thinking a lot about you lately. I really miss you, and I'm sorry for everything. I miss what we used to have. I love you. Lol. Thank you. Next.
No, I'll do the first bit, and then you do the bit where you're being nasty.
Okay.
Okay. Hey.
Nope. This is fun.
Hey.
Hey.
What's up?
My standards. Bye.
Oh, whoa.
Go to the next page. I'll say. Do the randomly, number eight.
Okay. Randomly thinking about you. How are you doing?
Unsubscribe. That's good.
But I can't live without you.
Then die.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, no. So there you go.
You get the idea. But, you know, look, people have got things by text. Was it Mitch Stark, the cricketer?
Mitch Stark, yeah.
He was notified that he's not playing anymore by text.
It's funny. What is the biggest thing, the biggest bit of news you've ever received over a text? Text can get you into kind of.
Well, what about, I wonder if anybody's proposed by text.
No.
But what if they did?
Wow.
Mm. What if they
With an emoji? Yeah. With a thumbs up?
A ring and emoji. I
proposed to my wife, got the thumbs up emoji.
It's pretty 2018, don't you think?
What's the big fuss? How much trouble can you get in on?
Well, I would say that you don't really know what you're talking about. Because I know for a fact that in the past, your text etiquette isn't great.
What do you mean by that?
Does this ring any bells, this conversation? I'm meeting up with the girls, then I might come to your place. And your reply, suit yourself.
Now, you said to me, Jane.
I'm in a bit of trouble over this. Do you think it's rude what I said? And I said, what was your reply? And you said, suit yourself. And I went, oh, my God.
But
no, you can't. It's too harsh.
But it's not. But I didn't mean it. I know. I honestly meant, hey, I don't know. What do you want to do?
I know,
whatever you want.
That was your nice intention, but when you, and boys are not great. I mean, I don't mean to be sexist,
dare you.
But boys are not great in communicating words and how they feel because girls are full of XX and that'd be unreal on emoji and emoji and can't wait.
Exclamation marks are getting workout too. I should point out.
that's true of me. Dave, did you just not tell me how many unread?
I never reply generally, and it drives people nuts.
That's terrible.
I get the message. I've got 88 unread text messages here.
That's a disgrace.
Yeah.
No, I don't like that.
Who are you dodging?
No, nobody, like in particular.
Well, why are you so important that you can't reply to people?
Well, you've had the conversation, and then they'll come back with something else. It's like, well, I don't need to reply again. I've already told you what's happening.
Harsh.
Don't need to come back.
Let's see.
Who are you? Like one of the Hemsworths or something?
The Hemsworths would reply, all of them, including the one whose name I don't know.
Brian.
Brian Hemsworth. Let's go to Cal.
Hi. How you going?
Yeah, good, Cal. What's your texting history like?
Well, what I done was the last thing I said to my my ex was every time you asked me if you were getting fat and I said no, I lied.
You did not.
Hell.
I did.
Oh, you are a detective.
That's a good one, huh? My mum loved it. That'll get her on her head all the time.
Well, sounds like you're over it, Cal.
Sounds like
you're over it.
Have you moved on?
Are you dating?
Yeah, definitely. I'm engaged and about to have a kid.
That worked out well.
Well, I hope you never get divorced. she's got a cop a whooping.
That's
good
amazing.
On you, Cal. All right.
Well, people get the idea.
Okay. Keep calling.
Keep giving us a call and we'll see how we go with these because these are pretty good.
133353.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Stay in touch with all the socials, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, or you can call 133353, Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy.
You can't just leave it like that. If you've got an inappropriate text, you need to tell us.
It actually wasn't a text. It was a DM.
From anyone we know?
Nope. But it wasn't really inappropriate. Anyway, let's move on.
What was the subject matter?
Melons. Not telling. Melons.
Did you just swear?
No, I didn't.
I don't think you did.
No, stop listening to all my sound effects.
All right.
When I chew gum, you're just on my back all the time. I mean, you're not on my back.
What happened about melons? What was it?
You know how I talked about that I wore a T-shirt last week that accentuated my boobs.
Should wear that tonight. For our dinner.
God. No. And
we've got to get 4.5 grand worth. You may as well kick your melons.
I am not taking one for the team by wearing that T-shirt. Anyway, so on Instagram, where that picture is, and we'd talked about it, it's just gone a little bit out of control. And the people have done the boing ice emoji. Anyway, let's move on. We're talking about
inappropriate text. Yeah. Text you've copped on big occasions.
To your exes or big occasion. What have you found out by text? That's probably not really the right place to do it or such. David, what are you going to tell us?
Hi, yes. Years ago when I was living with my ex-fiance, we're a few weeks out of getting married.
Yep.
She left her lunch at home. I did the right thing. I thought I'd take it down to her work and deliver it to her.
Oh, yeah.
That's
where she
nice.
Came out and met me and told me that she sent me an email and I might not like it.
Oh, jeez. All right. Well, what was in the email?
It basically said that she'd been thinking about other people and decided that she'd want to pursue other things and
thanks for
lunch. Didn't want to wait till after the wedding to say anything.
Oh my God. So you were doing such a lovely thing. It never crossed your mind that the relationship wasn't going great. You were taking her lunch to her and she said, oh look, now's probably a good time to say, I sent you an email. It's all in that. Read that.
But she didn't have to go. She's got a bit hard. Like, you didn't have to start thinking of other people. You just say, it's not working. I want to bone your mate.
Wow. Was it a blessing in disguise, David?
It was, actually.
Are you happy now, David?
I am. I'm a lot happier now. I've been going out with a lovely lady for the last 2 years. And
you know what, though, David?
Married.
You're just one email away from disaster. It could be there on your computer right now.
Let's give a prize.
I'm waiting for the text message.
Go and check
David,
your messages.
David, see, he's a good sport.
I've got a bad feeling about this.
No, it's paid off for you because we're going to give you a great prize.
Yeah, a slab of Brick Lane beer. You can go the base lager. You can go the One Love Pale Ale or the Red Hoppy Ale. Coming your way, David. Yeah, good on you, buddy.
Brick Lane. Bang.
Yeah, how good.
Thanks, David. Go. It's good beer. Hey, Stu.
Hey, yeah.
Yeah, tell us about your text, man.
Okay. About 15 years ago, I was in a position where I was doing a lot of purchasing for a company. And this brand new sales rep from this company I'd never heard of turned up and was not hard on the eye, believe me.
So a bird.
And yeah, while we were going
through the motions, sounds seedy, just the way you're telling it. I don't even know yet.
Tell me more.
Well, no. Look, I'm trying to get to the point.
Okay.
And after we went through her catalogue and what have you, and I was having a good perv at the time, don't worry. She left the office, and within about 5 minutes, I received this text message that said, "I want to have your baby."
Wow. What? Wow.
That is, yeah, and look, there's probably more that I could tell you, but it's not appropriate for radio.
Oh, goodness.
Now, we are all dying to know.
Did you
have her baby? Or did she have your baby?
Oh, look, there was an attempt, I'll tell you that.
Also, you did crack on.
Well, eventually, yeah. I was married at the time, so no, but yeah, eventually. Yeah. Yeah.
This is juicy.
Jeez, wow. Louise.
Stu.
We're getting in deep here. Yeah. All right, well done, Stu. That's, like your style.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for sharing that.
Samantha, clean this up a bit, would you? What did you find out over text?
Okay, hi, guys. About 6 months ago, I got a text from my brother saying, "Congratulations, you're going to be an auntie. By the way, it's a girl." And I was excited because I know him and his wife been trying for a baby for such a long time.
Yes.
So I tried to call him back straight away and he didn't answer. So I just wrote a text back saying, "Oh my God, I'm so happy. Congratulations to you guys." And he wrote back saying, "Is that your response?" And I said, "Well, I tried to call you but you didn't answer. What else am I supposed to say?" And he said it wasn't very enthusiastic. And I said, "Well, if you wanted an enthusiastic response, maybe you should have called me."
Sammy, tell me you're all still talking.
And you've never spoken to him
since? No. Unfortunately, she had a baby shower and I wasn't invited.
Well, that escalated quickly.
Jeez, this is unearthing amazing
that's
things.
That's where the text is evil. The
it
te-
is,
the
because
text
you can't give emotion.
Set that in chain and now look at you. It's you've never seen your own nephew, niece.
Yep, niece.
No, I haven't seen her yet.
There's one way to get square, Samantha, is to have a child with any man. Just go and have a child and then text your brother going, who's
Sam.
Laughing now?
We hope that works out.
Maybe $100 worth of Debordley wine will help you out there, Samantha.
Thank you.
The delicious rosé by
Samantha.
Debordley.
Yeah.
Jeez, that got out of hand.
It did. Oh. These are incredible. Stephen, how are you? Yeah, tell us what's going on in your texting world.
Yeah, my ex of sort of 18 months has texted me today saying, "Do I feel like a couple of wines tonight?"
Yes what is the I- answer.
Oh,
yes, do it.
On,
enthusiastic, yes.
Wait. You don't listen to me.
Bing, bang, boom.
Hang on.
Wagga, wait a check, please.
Wait. Stephen, go on. What's your thoughts?
Oh, well, I've just come back from the bottle shop. I've got a couple of
So you said yes?
We should have given him
the bottling
it up.
Wine.
He's tossing it up.
I haven't replied.
Send her a dick pic.
Don't listen to Mick. Sorry, Stephen.
She doesn't need
one. She knows what it's like.
Remembering.
She's to go out with him. You're not going out with anyone at the moment?
No.
Coast clear. But just don't get drawn back into something meaningful.
Correct.
Just make sure it's completely superficial.
We might have to come. Thank you very much, Stephen, and good luck with whatever you decide. We might have to come back.
We'll come back.
All right, we'll keep this. We've unopened. I don't know. This is just. I love the way everyone's opening up.
This is Kennedy Malloy. Your new way to drive home.
Text calls are coming through thick and fast. 133353.
Well, if you answered involved. Some of yours,
should do that.
How many have you got unanswered?
88.
But they might. You
busy
don't know
life,
what's
is it?
In there.
What are you running the United Nations? Can't get back to people.
Cares.
Might be Fitzy saying I want
Ring
to
me.
Talk to you.
Probably
and,
Fitzy
you know.
Saying you're sacked.
Oh, that's true.
It could be something.
Has
be
happened
better
in radio.
Than that. Could be another radio station offering you a gig.
Mm. Oh yeah, something better.
That went down well.
Yes. I'll crack yourself up, Dave.
Don't break the desk while you're
sorry.
At it.
That was very inappropriate.
You might want to check your text.
Check your text in about 5 minutes, mate. Hello, Finn. You're on the line.
Hi, how you going?
Yeah, good. Tell us what your texting scenario is.
My sister was just been at the doctor's and she was pregnant and she was trying to send a message to her husband to tell him that she was pregnant and expecting a baby.
Oh, that's great.
And she rang me by mistake and, I mean, she texted me by mistake and told me the message.
Oh. So you found out before her husband?
No, because I did the right thing and spread it around to like 10 people to say that she was pregnant.
That's funny.
That's funny.
And then, of course, she had twins and named one of them after me.
Oh, cute.
The first one, I hope.
That's
Finn's really happy with himself.
Finn, he loves that story.
I thought that was a great story.
I think it is a good story.
Give him something, Dave.
Yeah, right. Kennedy Malloy prize pack coming your way there. Finn, thanks.
Okay, thank you very much.
Good
well
on you,
done, Finn.
Finn. Hey, Donna.
Yes.
Yes, what have you received via text?
A text from my son's high school telling me he'd blown up the microwave in Homer.
Now, how is it possible to blow up a microwave?
In home economics.
He didn't realise something was in it and he pushed some buttons and walked out the room at the end of the class.
Boom.
Yeah. So you know what? I had some leftover spaghetti bolognese in the fridge the other night.
Right.
I covered it with tinfoil and I woke up in the middle of the night really worried that one of my boys would put it in the microwave with tinfoil on it, not knowing what the effects could be.
Jeez, I'm thinking about this right now. I'm glad texting wasn't around when I was at school. My mum.
That would have been a hotline.
She'd have 66 unanswered texts from the headmaster.
Just from school. Jeez, thanks, Donna. Right. Hello, Chris.
Hey, Owen. How are you guys?
Yeah, really good.
That was a text, mate.
I had an argument with an ex-girlfriend and then a day later I texted her to say, look, you know, let's talk through this. And all I got back was, new phone, who's this?
Ooh, and boom.
It's me. And then she goes, nah, sorry, don't know you. And then wouldn't answer phone calls or texts.
So how many guys would she think could be calling going, sorry, let's work this out?
She knows that it's Chris. Mm. I think she's saying, see ya.
Yeah.
Don't text me no more.
Is that how the evil woman's mind works, is it?
Sit one Sorry of those about that, Chris. Have ever? You got another girlfriend now?
Oh, I've been happily married.
Oh, well, there you go. It's all worked out. Thanks for the call, Chris.
Married, yes.
You're terrible, Muriel.
Kane.
Hello, Kane.
What's happening,
Kane? Good afternoon, Jane. Good afternoon, Mick.
Afternoon. Hello. What's the text, mate?
I'd been away working for a week, and on my way home, I got a text message from my wife to ask you, do I have any cravings for dinner for the night? So I've let loose with what I wanted from her and got no response.
Hang on, when you say what you wanted from her, do you mean you sent her a sexy text?
Absolutely, yep. Right. A very graphic sexual,
Wow. Sexual
good for you. Good for you, Kane. How'd that go?
After a week away, so I got no response. So when I got home, to find out that she'd asked my 13-year-old son to send a text message for her.
Oh, no. Oh, Kane. Ooh, he can't unsee that text, can he?
Yep.
Son, it's time we had a talk.
Ooh. Yeah. Ooh, ouch.
How's it going? Do you laugh about it now? How long ago was that?
That was 12 months ago now.
So he's still too young.
So,
you laugh about it at his 8th. Tell that story at his 18th and the room will fall about laughing.
They will. Thank you, Kane.
Good on you, Kane.
Got one time for one more?
Yeah, we got to
Hello,
squeeze
Johnny.
One in, Johnny.
How you going, Johnny?
How are we?
Good. Go
what
ahead.
Happened?
Well, I went to my then fiancé's sister's wedding. We were at the wedding and all my fiancé could talk about was us getting married.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't want to get married, so I said, excuse me, I'm going to the bathroom. went out to the bathroom, sent her a text saying, guess who's not getting married? She said, who? I said, us. See you later. We split up. Got in the car and went on.
Johnny.
Jeez.
What the hell?
Johnny. Johnny.
Johnny, have you ever seen a sitcom, a movie, a romantic comedy or anything like that?
Mate, she was hanging off me like a turd.
Okay. All right. Seems a bit unnecessarily cruel.
Yeah. It does appear. Do we dump that last bit?
It's gone to air now,
Johnny. Oh. Johnny, you let yourself down there.
Johnny.
Yeah. Sadly. Post so much fun, but we're finishing on that.
Is that how we're going to end? All right.
Don't worry. We'll pick this baby back up.
All right. We're going to come back and talk about nude gardening.
Nude gardening.
That's next.
Your new way to drive home.
Kennedy Malloy. A Gold Coast firm that was famous for its naked cleaning service. Yes, remember that?
There was a guy, I think it was Brett Jones, who ran it, and it was from the Gold Coast, and it was nude women offering a cleaning service.
Yeah, has a strict no-touching rule. So he's come up with another idea.
Right, what's his new idea?
Do you want me to say what it is?
Yes, please.
Okay, it's nude gardening.
I beg your pardon?
It's a nude gardening service where men will garden in the nude.
Now we have an issue.
Why?
Because we spoke to him.
We did.
And I mooted that exact idea when we were speaking to him cleaning.
We got that?
Play the grab. What's been the feedback so far and how soon can I get on?
Oh, mate, we've got one going at about 7 o'clock to your place tonight, I think.
Oh, listen.
Thank you very much, because that'll be great, because my mum usually does the cleaning and I really don't want to in any way see my mother nude.
What gave you the idea?
Too many coronas. we saw a gap in the market and we just went for it.
Well, that's one way to put it, especially if they're bending over to do the cleaning.
I saw a crack in the market. It would be, can I throw my hat in the ring? Maybe I could do some outdoor work like mowing.
I don't think people want you.
We would love to see that. It would be great PR for us.
Mixed mowing, nude. Nude mowing. I come out, I mow it, I get the whippersnipper out.
Ooh, oh, my God.
Have to be careful with that. Trademark. Mixed mowing, nude mowing, outdoor work. Can't get more explicit than that.
Well, let's go to the source. We've got Brett Jones on the line. Hello, Brett.
Hey, guys. How are you going? Thanks for having us back again.
What's going on, Jones? What's going on? Mate. Am I into this? Am I a business silent partner? What am I? Am I on board?
We haven't sent you the paperwork yet, Nick, but the patent's pending, I think.
All right.
Was the seed planted specifically that time, or was it always going to be a situation? And this sounds very interesting. How's it going so far?
Yeah, it's going well, thanks, Jane. We've just branched out because of the demand for it, really. You know, we had the naked cleaning, and then the people were ringing up saying, do you do gardening and pool maintenance and outdoor work? And
pool literally the pool man.
There's only one person I don't want to see nude gardening, and that's Dom Burke. Oh. If Dom Burke rings you, under no circumstances send him out on a job.
Alan Seal for that matter.
I think that'd be suicide for us if we did that, Mick.
Alan Seal, you say? Yeah. Well, the oldies.
Yeah. Rest in peace, by the way.
R.I.P. Hey, I've got a few questions, Brett.
Bet you do.
Okay. Is there a particular type of guy? Like, do they have to be sort of, you know, buff? Or is there a look you're after, is what I'm asking?
Like most of them are, you know, genetically well put together.
Right. Are they hairless?
Predominantly.
Well, they are once they whippersnip themselves.
Yeah, absolutely.
Whang.
Are they oiled up?
We're out. Hey?
Jane,
you're taking this to another level.
It's a
gardening service.
Let's keep it
adult.
You're
making it something completely different.
I'm just trying to imagine the hot pool man.
I used to see eight of them out in your nature strip. You missed a bit.
Well, I'm thinking when the girls come round for our neighbourhood, you know, we catch up often.
That gardener will need a can of mace. So, Brent, are you up and running? Is the phone ringing off the hook?
It's going pretty well. We're having a lot of demand from the, you know, the 2 p.m. wine club. The mums wanting to come round and
off the mark.
Bit of Arvo gardening.
A bit of Arvo entertainment.
Oh, can you come around and trim my hedges?
Yes,
I can.
I think that spot needs weeding over there.
Okay, Jane, you've taken this way too easily.
Let me have a laugh, for goodness sake.
All right, well, I'll put my hand up. I'll run your Southern Seaboard office down here. I just want to let you know it is a little colder.
We are actually running it all across Australia now. So we're in Perth, Adelaide, Melbourne, Sydney, Brisbane.
How do you call? Who do you call, mate, if you want to get one of these himbos?
Just go to the website, pull out your phone, go to the website, bearallcleaning.com.
All right, I like it.
Brett, as ingenuity in abundance.
Are you making $1 million, Brett? Are you going all right?
Going all right, mate. We're just putting everything, trying to keep everything in order at the moment, mate. We're looking at other options at the moment.
Are you nude as we're talking to you?
Actually, mate, I'm at the Beach Hotel in Byron, so I'm having a beer.
Have one for me. A fair bit of lawn out the front there.
I think it sounds like business is going very well. Good on you, Brett. Right. Thanks for the call.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Bye for now.
There
Bye.
You go.
Barrelcleaning.com for Brett's services there.
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Apologies to Brett as well because we've crashed his website.
I don't think apologies. I think Brett would be rat.
Barrel cleaning and now barrel gardening services. We yeah.
Barrelcleaning.com website has crashed. Just crashed.
Yes.
So there's a lot of horny middle-aged women out there who are
well
half
done,
a
ladies.
Bottle into it, half well a bottle into a Chardonnay. Going,
that sounds great.
Send one round.
Because I believe they have a gardening and pool maintenance team. They'll come and make sure your back garden's in good nick.
Yeah, as long as his back garden's in good nick.
Their back garden. I think it's their lady garden's in good nick.
Yeah, I'll be tip-top.
Lady garden.
I'll be done by the end. Okay. Hey, coming up in the next hour, Limo is going to be on deck. We had something else.
Coming up?
I want to talk about Prince Charles. I want to talk about Prince Charles turning 70. I think we have to examine how his life's going. Is he where he wants to be? Is there something unfulfilled?
I think he's happy as Larry, but we'll discuss that.
Yeah, I beg to differ. But in the meantime, you know we keep one eye on the stand-ups, the late-night TV comics in America, and especially the way they just go to town on one Donald J. Trump, who's giving him a lot of raw material at the moment. And he's at war with France. So he went over there, Macron said there's no place for nationalism in the modern world. It's the,
a really nice turn of phrase.
It was. It's the opposite of patriotism.
Yep.
It's just all about yourself, not about your neighbours. And he did it in front of Trump. Trump, of course, is seething and is now sitting at home firing off rancid texts aimed at France. And they're quite... You've never won a war. You can't do this. Oh. Blah, blah, blah. Oh, but anyway, so Jimmy Kimmel, one of the late night comics, decided to go out and send his man out onto the streets. And the question he asks, amongst others, is what do you think about Donald Trump sending the Statue of Liberty back to France? Here's Al.
We're out here asking people what they thought about Trump's announcements to the French this week that he wants to give back the Statue of Liberty because he doesn't like the message it sends about tired and poor immigrants.
Whatever he says, I think it's great.
Absolutely, I think it's a good idea.
It would take forever to take it back to France. I mean, seeing how big it is. So I don't see the point investing in a pointless transfer.
He said that green is hands down the most unflattering color on big women.
I think green is a weird color, so I don't know. I don't know how I feel about what he said.
If you were President Gerard Depardieu, what would you say to him?
To President Gerard Depardieu, please do not take the Statue of Liberty back.
President Gerard Depardieu. We're glad we finally have a president with some balls.
I literally do make the point we would agree with anything Donald Trump did.
God.
We don't care.
Oh, that's great.
It's something slightly worrying about that.
Slightly?
Yeah.
Do you know what's slightly worrying? What? I actually, when we talked about it in our production meeting, I thought he was actually wanting to do that, get rid of the Statue of Liberty.
Oh, God,
I nearly fell for it too, because that wouldn't surprise me.
Let's just hope President Gerard Depardieu doesn't overreact.
That's great.
All right. Up next, it's Limo.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy. Strap yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
You got that right, big fella. Coming up shortly, Limo will be joining us. We are also going to speak about Prince Charles getting to 70.
We've got different opinions on his happiness levels.
Yeah, no.
I think he's walking
not a happy
on
camper.
Sunshine.
He's not. Referee has gone scissor, paper, rock instead of tossing a coin.
Because she didn't have, or the referee didn't have a coin to toss and has been banned and got in big trouble.
Not sure that's okay.
Really?
No.
Well, what else are you going to do if you don't have a coin?
Bring a coin.
Okay. Wow. Ooh, tough
that?
On your land. Ooh, I don't want to play in your team.
Scissor, paper, rock.
Yes,
ref.
That's
the most unscientific process in the world.
Oh, well, people are like to make a mistake.
That'd be like at the start of a test match going flat or hills and tossing the bat up.
I would like to see rock, paper, scissors in front of a test match.
Oh, good Lord. I'd like to see that as to whether you're out or not. Third umpire, rock, paper. Hey, why are we talking? Let's get into it. It's Limo! How are you, big fella?
Well, all the better since I've started enjoying a lovely Brick Lane base lager.
Oh, that's my beer.
Oh, is this yours?
I brewed that.
What a coincidence.
I brewed that. I owned the brewery.
That I would have this beer.
I think he might have canned that specific can.
Yeah, it's
got some fingerprints on it here. I don't want to run the CSI.
You're drinking a little bit of Mickey.
It's very Laverne and Shirley, don't you think?
Don't include that in your advertising campaign.
I have it, and there's also a beautiful pale ale.
It's very tasty.
And the red hoppy ale as well.
And congratulations. Yes, well done, Dave.
And I look forward to a slab arriving on my front door.
Do you worry about that? Hey, well done on Movember. It's good to see. You took it up, you followed through. Dave said he was going to do it, but never did.
Limo, be honest, have a look at the cookie duster. It's pretty healthy. It's heading towards Mr. Monopoly at the moment.
You've got a little bit going on. You're in your sort of 1970s PE teacher area.
Limo, I'm blanking out.
Pickle that up a bit.
I can't remember. Do you have a mo or a beard normally? I've gone blank.
Oh, Jane, I've only been on the show for 12 months now.
I'm just looking, and I've known you for much longer, but... Oh, no, you're mostly clean. How does Kelly feel about this situation?
No, I've had a beard for 5 years, Jane.
Jane.
That's what I thought.
In your defence, I have been clean shaven when I've played the role of Jim in the television series Utopia.
Is that coming back, by the way, you lazy bastard?
It is.
What's happening?
Oh, well, I don't know if Limo's been made aware.
That's news for Leo.
Well, this is exciting. Can someone ring my manager?
No, I'm sure you
Pull
are.
Your finger
you
out and give us another series. You stingy bastards.
Well, they are a lazy lot, that working dog lot.
Apparently they're
working on something.
Oh, yeah.
So I may well be clean shaven again at some point in the future.
Well, it's a great cause, Movember. Get on board, sponsor people.
And can I just as well, people look at my mo and their go-tos are they say, oh, Ivan Milat. Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Or Chopper Reed.
Yes.
What about Hulk Hogan? Or Mr. Miyagi. Can I get a bit of that?
I don't think Hulk Hogan is.
I'm seeing the bikey from the Village People. I am. I'm getting it. Hey, we're going out for dinner tonight with some listeners.
Yes.
It's got a bit of a swinger vibe.
Don't say that.
It does. I can't shake
Please.
It.
It's a charity. They
keys
paid
in the bowl before.
$4,500 for us. Don't say is keys it, in the bowl either.
Is it a swingers charity?
No. There's no such thing, is there? Don't say. No, you're starting to panic me. We've got to be there. We've got to give them $4,500
worth of entertainment.
I do. What about you?
Laugh
Come on.
At my jokes.
Oh, tell your little jokes.
Well,
you know.
How do you deliver $4,500 worth of entertainment without it being a swingers party?
That's right. Then I've got it covered.
There's got to be a lot of drinking involved, doesn't there?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Hey, so have you done a listener party of some description?
I tell you what, we did a nude at a previous life in a radio show. We did a nude restaurant with listeners.
You actually did this with Joe Stanley.
Correct, yes.
I remember.
Everyone was naked in the restaurant.
Including yourselves?
No, we were there to say hello and then we promptly left.
Oh, I thought you nuded up.
No, but a whole bunch of people who worked on our team nuded up and were there for the whole dinner.
So do you know about this? This is a restaurant where everybody
I really
nudes
hope
up.
That's a giant pepper grinder he's holding.
Wow. Yeah. There's just.
Is that a gun in your pocket? Oh, you're not wearing pants.
You just don't want any. Don't want finger food.
There's a pubic hair in my suit.
Oh, we better stop now.
What do you mean?
Yeah, because I'm just starting to panic.
The legal team's wandered in.
Yeah. How did we get onto that?
The wag of the finger. You were just telling me about your dinner tonight, but can I.
This is out of control already. We haven't even got there.
Guys, can I. Can I give you guys a bit of a nod for the wonderful work you've done? Last week when I was on the show, we chatted about me getting attacked by a duck.
Did we ever?
And I thought I was the only one. A number of people called through and shared their stories of being attacked by a duck. Well, since then, I've been stopped in the street on no less than two occasions by people saying thank you because I was once attacked by a duck too. And I've been too scared to talk about it. And it was great to hear you discussing it on the radio the other day.
There we go. There should be a little support group.
It's a community service.
It's a great story. Any duck attack story.
I love a duck.
Great.
It's one of the comedy animals. Duck.
it really is. 1-800-DUCK-ATTACK. We should get a support group.
We should get an attack duck. We should get an attack duck and release it.
I'm not going to say that. No, don't worry.
There's a lot of self-censoring going on.
There is.
Who's spooking us? Is there something? Are you being told not to say
No, it? No one's. But no, it's just I realised what I was about to talk about was encouraging some criminal activity. And I thought, just say there was a house that was doing something that was not kosher, growing something,
oh, yes.
I would suggest you have an attack goose or a duck instead of a dog.
Oh, to protect.
Yes.
To make some noise.
What's to make some noise.
No, we're going to take a break. Hold your fire, Lima.
Yeah, sure.
You're going to hang around. We're going to keep going. Enjoy your Brick Lane, and we'll be back after this.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy. Kennedy Molloy.
Limo is with us as well, part of Movember. You can donate Movember.com. Kennedy Molloy.
Get involved, Dave.
Yeah.
November, it's nearly over. Said you were going to get...
I've done it.
Oh, Dave, are you able to cope till the end of the month with this? Because you know it's not going to stop.
We're halfway
through.
Aren't we? Yeah.
Yeah. It should be a bit more impressive.
Nah, it's going to get really, really boring for you. Hey, welcome, Limo, again, back.
Earlier in the show, you guys were talking about text messages, inappropriate things that people find via text.
Yes.
I've got kind of a flip on that story, if you like.
So
it's something I... It's more to do with a text silence. So what happened is a few years ago now, I did a bit of work with a up-and-coming, let's call them, an Australian actor. Who was doing some really good gear here in Australia and was moving to LA, as about 1,000 Australian actors have done over
the years.
Get
their big break.
On the verge of busting.
Yeah.
Big time.
Yeah. And I said, hey, I'm going to be in LA at the end of this year. We're about 3 months out at this stage. And he goes, great. Now, I'm not going to reveal this person's name.
Okay.
I will at the end of it.
The cogs are turning in my head right now.
So I go. Oh,
you
I go,
know
I'm,
them,
Jane. I'm going to be. I'm going to be in LA at the end of the year. And he goes, well, let's catch up. I'll give you my number. It'd be great to see. I said, fantastic. That's awesome. Let's definitely catch up. So anyway, at the end of the year rolls around. I'm in LA. And you know,
it's always good to catch up with people in LA, especially Australians.
Yeah,
Someone who knows
the ropes. Someone who's been a friend.
You know, if you've had an iPhone for a while, it doesn't delete your messages.
Yes,
so I've got every text ever sent. That's possibly a bad thing on some levels, but
I'm just going through my.
Don't tell Mick that.
So I can read you the exact text.
Please do.
So I send this. This is 4th of January, 2011.
Oh. 2011.
2011.
Give you a hint.
9:21 a.m.
Okay.
Hey, mate, are you in LA?
This is you.
This is me.
Okay.
Hey, mate, are you in LA? Tom Gleason and I are staying at the Mondrian. I was with Tom Gleason, obviously. I said, we're going to go out tonight for a few drinks. Love to catch up if you're keen.
Sounds good. You'll be great company.
If you're keen. There we go. Reply immediately.
Yeah.
Like, bang, reply straight away. Who's this? Question mark. Then I reply back straight away. Limo, I'm still waiting for a reply.
Oh. Nothing
to that text message.
Donuts.
So on every level, it's doesn't know.
Sam
Neill's
a real
Sam Neill.
It's not Sam Neill.
You better say it's not Sam Neill.
It's not Sam Neill. We love Sam Neill. Oh, yeah.
So I'm still waiting.
Wow.
If that person happens to be listening, still waiting to see if you're available for a little catch up.
Send him another text. Say, I'm on air. I'm on national radio. Just wanted to see if it's cool.
That is hilarious.
Is this person still working?
They're still in LA.
This person's doing very well.
Oh, right.
You're onto it now,
everyone knows this person.
I've picked it.
Interesting.
Everyone would 100% know who this is. This person.
He would be devastated, actually, right now to find that
out. Oh,
he'll
come up with an excuse.
No, I'm not taking his side.
This person has
always defended Lockie Hume. No, it's not Lockie Hume. It's not Lockie Hume.
This person has become a very successful Australian actor.
Oh, that's interesting. Now,
Stephen Curry would be mortified right now.
You know every name he's going to say.
If I ever see Chris Hemsworth again.
Limo, before you go, you were talking about marriages.
Yes.
And weddings. It's about weddings.
Just quickly, on that note, it's a year to the day since marriage was introduced to Australia. Congratulations to all those who have benefited from it. I think there's over 5,000.
Isn't that talent?
It is fantastic.
So that's also... 5,000 businesses.
That's great business.
Yeah. People have benefited on every level.
It's fantastic. So it's great. We're such a better country for it. You, however, you took me to Bali under false pretenses to get married. No, this is pertinent to my point.
I know.
So this is a year ago now.
Yes.
So it's 1 year since it's happened. Now, when I went to Bali for your wedding, you got us in and said, I, on good conscience, cannot get married until my gay friends can get married. And until that happens, we are not going to have a proper ceremony.
Yeah, that's right.
1 year ago, mate. How are you going?
Yeah, we're waiting to get around to it.
What did you call the ceremony that you had? A commitment ceremony.
It was a commitment where we called it a wedding ceremony, but it was actually
a
commitment
piss up
ceremony.
In Bali is what it was.
Is that what Carl Stefanovic and his lady have done? They've got a they've already had a commitment ceremony.
Well, yeah, bring him up.
What?
Why would you bring him up?
What's wrong with bringing up Carl?
He cut me out of the Bucks party. I was supposed to organise it. Well, he went with,
you've got to take that out with Grant Kenny.
Grant Kenny. Oh, Iron Man
really?
Grant Kenny.
You got beaten out for Grant Kenny.
Kenny is in big trouble from Malloy. Look out.
Mate, him organising a Bucks party would be like me entering a triathlon. Everyone out of their comfort zone. You know what I mean?
It'll be everyone home by 10:30. Because you've got to get up early for training.
Made a very powerful enemy, Carl.
Meet at the pool at 6 a.m.
All right, so let's get back to the wedding.
Study I read today said that the average number of bridesmaids is 5 per wedding. So 5 bridesmaids,
what?
5 groomsmen, 5 either side. But what I read in the study as well is
God,
they're saying...
I couldn't rustle up that many, I don't think.
They're saying that it's not uncommon these days for there to be 10
okay,
on either side. Now,
sometimes you've got to choose.
Oh, but...
I know.
That's just narcissistic. Yeah. That's the bride's fault. Yeah.
I find that hard to believe, and I would love to hear from people who had 10 or more
in their bridal party.
Yes. Not added together, either side.
So 20.
10 bridesmaids, 10 groomsmen.
There can't be that in this country. If there is, call us because I'll be in shock.
And call us if you did a flash mob or whatever at your wedding because that you are seriously. Deranged.
133353. Call us now. How many bridesmaids and bridegrooms did you have, you mad people?
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Limo is with us. Kennedy Malloy, Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy.
Limo has given us a bizarre statistic. Is this in the United States or Australia or anywhere?
This is an American study, but of course we follow American trends, as we know.
We do.
The average number of bridesmaids now in the States is 5. Bridesmaids, 5 groomsmen per wedding. And the study also revealed that it is not uncommon in this day and age for them to go into double figures, 10 bridesmaids, 10 groomsmen, which I find difficult to believe.
Find difficult to believe too. The people of Australia have called us. Diana.
Hello.
How are you? Diana, what do you do? You're a florist, are you?
I'm a florist.
Okay. What's the update on the situation?
And the average is 5 bridesmaids and 5 groomsmen.
Wow.
With the bride and groom.
Okay.
And it is very stressful time.
I don't think I've ever been to a bridal party.
Yeah,
well, no kidding. wouldn't be very reliable.
It just occurred to me then.
Makes utter sense to...
Not even your brothers or anything? No.
Diana knows exactly why. Thanks, Diana, for the call. Let's go to Don.
I've taken 5. You think I'd be in 5. I'd be in someone's top 5, wouldn't I?
Mickey, think about it.
I hate my mate.
I had Grant Kenny as one of mine.
Now he's reliable. Hello, Don.
Hi, Jane. Mickey.
Yeah,
Limo.
We got Limo. Good on you, Don. Now tell us, what's your info?
My partner is a made-to-measure bridal gowns evening
couture.
Yep. And it is she's been in the game for over 20 years. Okay, it's not uncommon for her to be doing 6, 7, 8, 9 for one bridal party.
For bridesmaids' dresses?
Yep.
And it's not uncommon for those bridesmaids' dresses to be found at the end of my bed.
Don, I apologise. I can't take him anywhere. Don, can I just ask a question? You're incorrigible. Don, does your wife say, does the bride's family or the bride, do they pay for the dresses or do the girls or the guys have to pay?
Sometimes it's both. It's both. You know, like, it depends.
All right.
Don,
Our way, you know, like, whether Western Sydney, a lot of Italian Maltese weddings.
Okay. So they spend big bucks.
Big bucks.
Don, can I ask you, do they bride deliberately make the bridesmaids' dresses a bit like garish and unattractive? Well, you know what I'm saying sometimes?
I can't really comment on that, Jack, but you've got to think of whose day it is. It's her day.
Yes.
So it's her choice.
Give Don a prize.
Don, guess what? You've got yourself the push mower kit and hedge trimmer kit worth over $1,000 thanks to Ego 56 volt outdoor power equipment. It's power beyond belief.
And that is for having to put up with the drama that your poor wife has had to go through with all those weddings.
Can I give the wife's business a plug?
Yes, go for it.
Go ahead.
It's Nicole Michelle Couture.
Excellent. In Western Sydney, you can go and look that up. Thanks, Don. Good on you. Hello, Dan. Right. Let's go to our next caller. Dan?
Hello.
Yeah, talk us through bridesmaid situation.
So we went to a friend's wedding. I'm pretty sure it was about 10. If it wasn't 10, it must have been 9. Couple of family members and whatnot in there.
Yeah. Right. You're saying, they had 9 or 10 groomsmen, bridesmaids?
Yes. So 9 groomsmen and 9 bridesmaids.
That's a lot of bridesmaids' dresses.
It was a lot. But the thing that really stood out was they had each bridesmaid in a different coloured dress. So yellow, blue, red, orange, purple, all the rest of it. And each groomsman had a different coloured tie to suit the bridesmaid's dress.
Oh, how lovely.
Is it a game show or a wedding? Big on the barrel girl. All right.
Stood
thank
out
you, Dan.
For you, Dan. Hello, Nick.
How are you?
Yeah, have you been in a bridal party?
Yes, I've been in 10 bridal parties.
What? Yes. Wow.
You are the professional groomsman, are you, Nick?
What's the biggest?
10.
Jeepers.
So a bride and groom and 9 groomsmen, 9 bridesmaids. We wore pale grey tail suits with apricot cummerbunds and an apricot bow tie.
Was it 1984?
Yeah. You don't sound very old, Nick.
It was 1989.
Oh, okay. It was of the time. Thank you, Nick.
All right, good call, Nick.
That sounds crazy. Hello, Jane.
Hi, Jane. Great name.
Thank you. I agree. What do you do, Jane?
I'm a marriage celebrant. Okay. And last year I did a wedding where we had a bridal party of 40. There was 18
That is impossible.
Is there anyone in the audience? Is there anyone sitting
what
out
is
there?
What is 40?
Okay. What nationality? Italian?
What nationality?
Italian?
Indian.
My goodness. Well, it would have been beautiful looking saris, etc.
That's right. Did the groom arrive on an elephant?
No, he arrived on a horse with drummers behind him.
There you go.
The horse also on the bridal party?
there were also 10 horses lined up beside them.
And Jane, I'm guessing that's only one of the celebrations that would have gone on as well with that Indian wedding.
It was a whole weekend of it. I think they needed a big bridal party because they turned a campsite, like when you were going camping and you were at school and they had all those bunk beds in the campsite?
Yeah.
They turned one of those into this big Bollywood extravaganza.
Oh.
And so I think they spent a whole week with the bridal party turning it into that. So I think they needed that many people.
Jane, that is incredible. Thank you for your call. We'll go to Jeremy.
Yeah.
Hey, Jeremy.
Oh, g'day. How you going?
Good. Tell us about your experience as a groomsman.
No, I was just at a wedding.
Oh, yeah, you went to a wedding, right.
Yeah. And, yeah, there was 10 on each side, 10 groomsmen and 10 bridesmaids and bride and groom. And, yeah, the 10th was Chris Brown, Dr. Chris Brown.
Just snuck in on the end, did he?
I don't think so.
That'd be as high as he would be bumped up the
order. And how did he look, Jeremy?
Oh, well, look, I'm happily married. He's a dashing fellow. He's a very good-looking chap.
I know. You're telling me he's a good-looking chap.
If I was getting married, I doubt I'd have Chris Brown in my bridal party. Sorry, mate. Sit down.
Having Gisele Bündchen as your bridesmaid, I don't think so. Thank you very much.
All right, I think we're done here.
Hey, thank you, Limo.
Thank you, team.
That's
thank
a great
anything to plug?
Topic.
What are you up to?
Oh, Brick Lane Base Lager. Mickey.
Dad, you've woofed it.
I'll tell you what, it's a delicious little drop. My book is a wonderful Christmas
gift
idea.
Your book is going out, and ABC Grandstand's going great too. You still doing it?
You're a shocker.
Is that a sore point?
You're a shocker. No, it's not the season, only during
footy season. Yeah. But this shirt won't iron itself. The book, get involved.
Right. Good on you. Great.
This is Kennedy Malloy. Your new way to drive home.
Forging ahead with Matt Preston, are you for tomorrow?
Yeah. Can't wait.
I am indeed.
Do you don't want a cooling off period or do you want to...
No, I'm really looking forward to it.
Do you want me to throw some other names on the table? Oh, no, or
just shush.
He's really good.
You're a bit narky about it.
Yeah,
he's going to be great.
In very small doses, but whether
I beg your pardon. Listen, I'm going to get a compilation of how rude you've been about Matt, and I'm going to play it tomorrow when you're not here, wherever you are. Whatever you have to do. What's your important business tomorrow?
It's a very boozy lunch. Hey, listen.
He's literally going to be at lunch.
I'm a finely tuned machine, and I need to be calibrated in a certain way. And when I say, guys, when I march into the manager's office and say, we need some Mickey time. He knows it's time.
We're both looking at you mystified at what you're talking about now.
Good luck, Matt Preston, keeping this afloat for 2 hours like I have to do every day. It's like kicking into a 6-goal breeze. It's like doing...
You're saying you're peddling under that desk, are you?
Like
a duck.
Really?
You're like a
real
little
quacking... Take that tone out of your voice right now.
Don't you
pull your weight at dinner tonight.
if you say these two couples were going out for a charity dinner tonight, if you say one more time that they could be swingers, honestly, I'll be gone before I have an aperitif.
Well, you'll probably be gone before I get there. So don't just start without me. If I'm running late, just order the entrees.
See, I'm not taking my eyes off you. You are not going anywhere, and I'm going to strap myself onto you. Oh. So we.
This is a swingers party.
Hey, Dave. Don't have that tone, mate, and don't you dare play that. Don't implicate. Oh.
Keys in the bowl.
Stop it.
Hi guys, my Mick. This is Jane. We're here for the dinner. How's your name? And, you mind if I feed you a grape?
Stop it.
And my name's Dave.
Why don't you two go? That's better. I'm nervous.
Hey guys, quickly, get it all together. Good luck, Matt Preston tomorrow. Be good. Big shoes to fill. Now, listen to this. This is in today's paper. Prince Charles turned 70.
Yeah.
Big photo, lovely family, generations.
Not really lovely, but a big family photo.
70 persons strong. It's a tea party. Great photo, apart from that evil child sitting on his knee.
No.
That's Prince George.
Evil, evil little boy. Yes. It's like one of the children of the corn. Look at him.
He's a little sweetheart.
It's like the Hitler Youth Impact. After all this time, have a look at it.
It takes a few generations to come out.
He will grow up to do something ridiculous. He will burn the House of Windsor to the ground. There's something wrong. Shave his head. There'll be some strange marking, I'm sure.
Megan looks not cool.
Hey, what do you mean?
Oh, she's got it. She's doing her actress pose. I'm back to that, yeah. Anyway, sorry, go on.
Oh, who's that? Yeah. Well, pity her sister's not in it.
Samantha.
Half sister Samantha. I wish she was coming tonight. We crack onto her.
Hey. Honestly, you and Samantha could happily go and
Can we do that? Can we get her on? That's who, if you have a day off, that's who I'm going to replace you with.
Oh. It'd be fun.
Think of Michael's mad half sister. There you go. Like for like.
You can get Jackie Lambie or no one.
All right, well, jury's out. Hey, listen, Prince, he's turned 70. But can you imagine, is this not the longest job audition in the world?
What do you mean?
That man has been growing up and been told since he can remember, which is probably the age of 12, that one day you're going to grow up to be the King of England. He is now friggin' 70.
Yeah.
And she's going nowhere.
Yeah.
Unless he pushes her down a set of steps or something at the castle.
Okay.
Now, don't you think how frustrated, what a ticking time bomb. Grit of teeth. I just
he couldn't be happier.
Oh, you're kidding.
Who wants to be King of England? He's so happy he gets Camilla.
The next in line to be King of England.
He doesn't want to do it.
he doesn't want to go
every day. You've got to cut a ribbon.
Are you kidding me?
You've got to go be nice to people. You've got to go and sit through a bad Royal Variety concert every year. Who wants that?
There's two other people in that photo who are destined to be king. So they're queuing up.
Oh, he's going to give a rat.
She's got them banked up, Queen Elizabeth. They are.
He is on top of the world.
They're like deli numbers. Here you go. Take this and wait. He's got to get a go. Then there will be a big gap. He's 70. She's going to live to 100. Her mum lived to 100.
Really?
What's she?
92?
Or mid 90s. I think even older.
Wow.
Yeah.
She's not going anywhere. He is. His life 92. Is sad. His life has been in a waiting room.
You're kidding me, aren't you? He got who he wanted in the end. He's sitting next to Camilla, all looking all cheesy and not touching the child because she doesn't want to go near that other grandchild. No, you've got it all wrong. He's happy as Larry.
70. He's the age of 70. I've done some research. Mm. He is now the oldest person to be waiting.
To be
king. Yeah, 70 years. The oldest monarch at the start of his reign was William IV, who succeeded the throne in 1830 at the age of 64.
See, he doesn't care.
He's 64 years.
Wow, that's a very interesting fact. Mm. I like it how you do your research.
Yeah, really.
You really put into this show.
There was a king, a Thai king, who had to wait 64 years.
Oh, I don't care about that. I only care about the royal family.
That's racist. Oh. What's wrong with you?
All right. Kennedy Malloy.
Your new way to drive home. Kennedy Malloy.
Matt Preston will join us tomorrow, sitting right where you're sitting.
And we will talk about OVO mobile broadband tomorrow.
You know what you're going to do?
What?
Bore everyone shitless with cooking stories.
What did you say then?
I've got a cooking book out. Oh, no.
No, but that's your narrow mind thinking that's all we can talk about.
Well, what else could he talk on?
Music,
really?
Pop culture, music. Life, a bit more than you.
Yeah.
I might ring in.
Oh.
There is no hope in hell that you're going to ring in tomorrow. Trust me.
Matt Preston, Very big shoes to fill. Good luck.
All right. Hey, we're here thanks to OVO Boom Prepaid Mobile Broadband.
OVO.
Supercharged. Internet,
Matt will talk
anywhere.
About OVO really well. He'll actually sell the product.
Does Matt know what OVO is?
Of course he does. He knows that.
Tell us, Jane, what is it?
It's an alternative to fixed line internet.
Durfred.
It's data as high as 250 gigabytes. Speeds up. It's so fast.
It's too fast.
It's
We've
not
had this
too
conversation.
Fast.
It is too fast.
And the plans range from 50 gigabytes to 40, from $49, $49.95, 250 gigs, $99.95. It's simple to use.
You know what it's like?
What?
It's like the Millennium Falcon of internet speed.
Yeah.
So it's chugging along, it's OVO, and it's chugging along, and all of a sudden,
whoosh, light speed.
And then off you go, too fast.
Mm.
Settle down, OVO, take a chill pill.
I don't think they want to settle down.
Because it's too fast.
They're leading the pack.
It can't be too fast. That's not a thing.
Well, you go down and speak to the guy behind the counter at the 7-Eleven. I was hanging out, I was talking with him last night.
Good luck.
Because that's where you get it.
Yeah, you can too.
You get your OVO.
Yeah.
I'm going to get fun. We're going to go a road trip later in the year for the kids, so you'll be able to watch all your movies and stuff in the car. You got lightning speed in the car.
And
on the
all
iPad.
You have to do is put your SIM card into it. It's a 4G SIM-enabled modem. And we've all got the modems.
Well, mate, I've got all the technology right here.
Oh, yeah.
Well done, OVO. You're a game changer.
You
you're
are.
Ahead of the curve.
And we've loved having you on board.
Yes.
OVO.com.au or drop into a 7-Eleven.
Ask that simpleton Matt Preston tomorrow if he could get his head around.
You don't know. You're talking about making powerful enemies. Do not make...
Matt loves me.
No.
No, he does.
No, he's not going to have a good sense of humour about
George
the
way. Doesn't like me, but George doesn't like George doesn't like many people. Is he still punchy?
What about Gary? Gary's a good guy.
Gary loves everyone.
Gary who?
Oh, my God.
I love Gary.
Are we really is the show finishing?
If there's any other chef, you know what? You should have gone.
Don't tell me what I'm supposed to do.
If you want to get a chef, you should have got Peter Russell Clarke. You should start at the top.
You got I don't want him.
You got a poor man's Peter Russell Clarke in it.
I don't want him.
Tomorrow?
I want Matt Preston.
Oh, do well. Just sound like that. Can you dub that bit of audio off for
Got
me,
it.
Please? That'll be coming back to haunt you. I want Matt Preston.
I'm tired.
Did you want to hear a bit of Peter Russell Clarke at his absolute finest
to
say goodbye? Because
he's
a bit. I haven't actually heard this, so I might have to dump it because he can get a bit
ripe.
Are
you sure? It's very ripe.
I'm a little nervous,
we'll
but
be
this
okay.
is the great Peter Russell Clarke.
G'day. What's the f***ing name of this? So I'm making something special. With some broccoli and some f***ing that stuff, it's carrot. Now, where's the cheese? Australian Eden, by the way, you f***. So hard boil them, chill them, roll them in flour, press sausage meat and vegetables around them, brush them with a beaten egg, cover them with breadcrumbs and f***ing fry the c*** till they go black.
That's enough.
Okay. Hey, have fun tonight, Jane. I hope it goes well for you.
You are not. I'm going to handcuff you to my wrist right now.
Hope it goes well. They sound like nice people.
I'll talk about it tomorrow.
You bet. We'll see you.
Don't embarrass me, Mick Malloy.
Kennedy Malloy.
Now you're all caught up on Kennedy Malloy. See what else you've been missing out on. Get on OVO Boom Prepaid Mobile Broadband. Super fast with no contract or wires. OVO.com.au.